This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants. They came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, that's my favorite one, right? Be part of the solution. And you know why I say that, right? Because if you go on misinformation, I'll put it that way. If you're acting out on misinformation, then you're going to get yourself in trouble. There's no way around it. And you want to make sure you're well-informed, that you have a clue to what's going on. And that's really the best way to do it. That way you don't have any issues, you don't have any problems. Well, yeah, sure, okay, whatever. there's always going to be an issue or a problem somewhere, right? Okay, so, you know, I've been talking about Mike Lindell. We're going to have him on the show, I think, next week. And Mike is a true patriot. Mike's got a great story. And I say that not because he's going to be on the show. But if you know anything about him, I'm getting a bunch of copies of his book. Talk his team into it. And the book is all about how, I mean, truly a coke addict, a functioning coke addict, is now a multimillionaire. And it ain't from selling coke. But how God intervened in his life, the things that came down for him, and how he changed. We need to be supporting these people. Stop giving money to Disney. Stop giving money to Target. Stop giving money to these companies that go out of their way to work a program or give money to organizations that are 180 degrees from your core values. Why do it? It makes no sense to me. We keep supporting those same people we're screaming about. Look at the entertainment world. You know, Sam Sorbo and her husband are doing some great work with movies. Should we be supporting them? Anyway, so if you want to support Mike, you're thinking about new linens, towels, or pillows, or anything along those lines, two ways to do it. One is, if you head over to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Joe on your way out. I can't make it any easier than that. Just use the promo code Joe as you get a great discount. And we pick up a few bucks for doing it, too. Everybody wins. I'm not ashamed to say that. If you don't like using that interweb access, you can always do it by 800-872-0353, 800-872-0353. 0353. It really is that easy. Anyway, after the break, John Lott's going to join me. He's a crime research expert, and he's been talking for years. He's an expert at this, on the real numbers when it comes to gun violence. What guns are really doing the violence, if you would. And he's, you know, truly an expert. And we're going to talk about whether or not Joe Biden can actually put anything in place to keep us from getting our guns, or getting guns. That is the only thing that has kept us safe all these years. You could never get me to change my mind on that one. And now Joe Biden's coming in talking about how he's going to do it one way or the other. His words, not mine. He is going to make this happen, you know, again. And as far as he's concerned, this is what I was talking to a friend of mine about earlier today. He did agree with me, and whatever. I mean, a lot of times we don't agree with each other, but the bottom line with this is they really believe. Yeah, it is a lot about power, but they really believe in the back of their minds that what they're doing is the right thing to do. They know better than us. They're smarter than us. They're much more educated than we are. Right? Remember, who was the woman senator from Hawaii? She even said that. You know why they're scared of us? No, why? Because we're smarter than they are. No, they're not. They'll cheat more than we will. They have no problem taking advantage of the system more than we will. Because we're just fools. We think that by doing everything by the book and not pushing the envelope a little bit, that we're going to win every time. No, it doesn't work that way. You need to scare them. You need to show them. Trump did it. Exactly what Trump did. Enough with the decorum. It doesn't work. Enough of being 100% statesmanlike. It doesn't work. Call them out for what they are. Right? Shed light on the darkness, if you would. That's biblical. So why won't we do it? Why can't we do it? What are we, afraid people aren't going to like us? See, I think that's what drives the people nuts that I work with. I don't care whether you like me or not. I only care whether I'm doing the right thing. I only care whether I'm going to help the kids or not. I don't care whether you're happy with my decision. Where were you on the front end of that decision? And it just keeps getting better. God bless. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I think about I have this stuff that goes through my mind. I'm going to have to buy one of those recorders that I just have to talk. I don't have to press buttons. It'll pick it up. But everything I was thinking about today, you know, different things that are going on and what have you. And now you got the CDC talking. There might be a second wave coming. We're all going to be in trouble or whatever. I want you to think that Sweden and Belgium, and throw Spain in there too. They've had over two times as many deaths. All right, let me fix that. I get ahead of myself sometimes because I get excited. Belgium and Spain have had over two times the deaths of Sweden in the 2020. Now they also had more lockdowns, more mask mandates. I would love to know who's going to explain from science how that worked out. Double Senior Host John Lott joins us after the break. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Feel the rhythm now. We are back. You listen to Girl Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, head up to the website. Yeah, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there, a lot you can do. And as I always tell you, if we're not on a station in your area, you're having to listen on the phone, it's okay. Glad you're getting the show, but I want to be on that station in your area. So call the station. If you don't get the answer you're looking for, call me. Send me a message. I'll get us on there. Look, I so much appreciate the time. I don't have this guy on enough, and I really haven't had him on in quite some time. Always appreciative of his knowledge and what he's doing and how he's helped us maintain our rights, maintain our Second Amendment rights, informing us, helping us understand. And Dr. John Lott joins me, and again, I haven't had him on in a while. He's the author of Gun Control Myths, How Politicians and Media Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. John, thanks for being with me. I so much appreciate your time.
thanks for having me on.
You know, bot studies for these guys are the holy grail for them. They love this stuff, so they can keep guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens. And I know, you know, you hear this all the time when you do your interviews or what have you. And again, here in California where I'm at, they've tightened down more and more and more. The current SCOTUS that we have, the current Supreme Court that we have, would they be more constitutionally charged to stay with the Second Amendment the way as written, or do you see some cracks in the armor of SCOTUS? Because you're going to see a lot of gun laws trying to be pushed through by these states.
Well, I mean, I guess it remains to be seen. I don't think one can depend on Roberts' vote. And so you have three Democrats who will vote against, or, well, let's put it this way, will vote in favor of any gun control law, including a ban. You have Roberts, who on many of those gun control issues might side with the Democrats. And then you have to get all five of the other justices there. I think there's several of them that are solid. Clarence Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, those are all people that you can clearly depend on. I believe you probably can depend on Amy Coney Barrett, but, you know, once somebody's on the Supreme Court, you have to see what they're going to do. But I think you can depend on her. So a lot of it probably is going to depend on Kavanaugh.
Yeah, I'm always amazed. Again, there was a lot of hope for this Supreme Court, and I personally feel like they've let us down in so many ways. So many other areas they could have gone in some of these rulings if they had at least listened to some of them. And I know Clarence Thomas, according to the reports, Clarence Thomas is very taken back and upset about what's going on at the court and how they're handling some of these cases. So it's but it's good to hear that he's outspoken and he's willing to bring it to our attention and let us know what's going on there as well. So,
well, he has been very outspoken on it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, and I hope he continues so, and I hope he drags a few along with him as well. We're going to touch a little bit here on voter fraud, or what I call voter fraud. Other people, what are they calling it? It's like these missteps with these machines. I have been in the computer world, since I was knee-high to a bullfrog. And this thing has always scared me that we were heading in the direction of actually having doing computer voting. And I said, my God, the minute you get to that, you're gonna bust the dam wide open for voter fraud. And you're seeing it happen more and more and more. And I don't know how they're going to do it, how they're going to push back on it. You, in one of your articles, you're talking about what's going on in Montana, and you use the word audit. And the recounts don't help. You actually have to have an audit of these ballots, don't you?
Right. Well, I mean, the recounts generally just recount the ballots that are there just to see if they add up to be the same, and there are rarely changes that occur with that. What you have to try to look at is figure out whether the votes are legal or not. And there have been a couple audits in the country, but they haven't been very sufficient. In Maricopa County, a judge relatively recently allowed them to look at 100 of the mail-in ballots there, the envelopes. And, that's 100 out of 1.6 million. I suppose you can get some information on that. But even then, they couldn't verify six of the 100 signatures. In Cobb County, Georgia, they did a little bit more. They looked at 10% of the envelopes that were there for the mail-in ballots. But the real county that was having the problems was Fulton County, and they didn't allow it there. The difference is in Montana, in Missoula County, which is the second largest county in the state, and is heavily Democratic, they actually went through and did a count of all the envelopes. And what they found, and first of all, I should say, Missoula had a mail-in only election, so all the votes were should have had an envelope around the ballot. But what they found was that about 6.3% of the votes didn't have envelopes. And there were other problems. Some of the envelopes didn't have dates on them. Some of them, the signatures hadn't been checked. And when you add all that up, you're ending up with over 7% of the ballots were illegal and shouldn't have been counted. And there were, and that's something you can look at simply there. There are other issues that came up. They had a number of the people doing the audit that saw what they thought looked like duplicate signatures. There was one nursing home where all 28, or there were 28 ballots that looked like they all had the same signature on them. There was another auditor who claimed that she saw dozens of envelopes that looked like they had the same signature on, very unique signatures. So, you know, but we don't know how many those add up to. Could be at least another half a percentage point. They weren't allowed to take pictures of the signatures, and you, because of COVID, you had the auditors had to be at separate tables, and they weren't allowed to share their ballots. They weren't allowed to take pictures in order to show people, the other people doing the counts, that there were questionable signatures. So somebody may have come across, you know, a dozen signatures that looked the same, and somebody else may have come across one or two that looked the same, but they wouldn't know that they were all part of the same thing because they had separate ballots that they, you know, separate tables that they were looking at these things. There are other problems that occurred. These,
John, we're going to go for a quick break when we come back. I want to keep hitting on this because this is going on across the country. But what difference will it actually make eventually, or any at all? Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with John Lott right after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New satellite images show North Korea may be taking steps to produce more nuclear weapons. The images released Tuesday show plumes of smoke emerging from buildings at the Yongbyon Nuclear Research Center. NBC reports that experts believe the images show North Korean efforts to restart processing plutonium for weapons at the site. The activity comes after a pair of missile tests from the North Korean regime, a likely challenge to President Biden's new administration. And G. Gordon Liddy has died. A central figure in the Watergate scandal, Liddy served more than 4 years in prison after being convicted on conspiracy and burglary charges. Liddy later moved into acting and starred in several TV series in the late 80s and 90s. In 1992, he began hosting his own nationally syndicated radio show, retiring from the airwaves in 2012. Liddy was 90. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I've asked Dr. John Lott to join me, and I love when he's on the show with me. He's got a vast knowledge of what's going on in the world of, you know, our gun laws and even in the founding of our country and our history of our country, which we've lost to a big degree. Some of our people, our young people especially, they don't know how the government operates. They don't know how we operate as a whole. Pick up John's book, Gun Control Myths, How Politicians and Media and Bot Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. John, thanks for joining me. I very much appreciate it.
Sure, thanks for having me on.
You know, John, we saw this coming. I mean, President Trump talked about this last year, about this massive fraud that was rolling down the hill at us between the mail-in ballots and these machines. Again, being I talked about this years ago, about the problem we were going to have if we went to computerized voting and how easy it was to beat those machines or reprogram them. It's a lot of work that's going to need to be done, and you were pointing out specifically areas where there were major problems.
Right. Well, I mean, there just hasn't been the investigations that's necessary at the other votes. I mean, hopefully more will be done, but we're also getting to a point where a lot of these counties are only required to keep information for a certain amount of time after the election, and that creates problems. It makes it a lot more difficult to evaluate what happened. And a lot of these counties, you may have limits of 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, and so I fear that for the vast majority of places, you're already past even the longer periods of time there.
Yeah, and we've got the only solution I see, and you can tell me if you think I'm wrong, I think that every state's going to have to take this back. I think every state's going to have to pound on and pass their own election laws to make these elections sound and safe, because the federal government's not
going to do it. Problem that you have is twofold. One is you have problematic states like California or Oregon and Washington and Nevada now and some other states, and you're not going to fix those. Those states aren't going to fix themselves. And the other thing is, at the national level, you have the Democrats control the House and the Senate and the presidency, and they're pushing through. They've already pushed through H.R. 1 in the House, and there's another a similar version, S.R. 1, in the Senate, which would do things like ban the use of any type of IDs for voters. It would force states to move to mail-in ballots. So there's a lot of problems with that. It would make it so they can't clean up the voter rolls. You know, it would be a real mess. I mean, I think it would make it so that voting in the entire country would be kind of like what's happened recently in California and Nevada and places like that.
But the laws of the federal government would be able to pass on voting, I think. I'm not an expert here. Would only apply to federal voting. The states could set their own standard for state voting, could they not?
Well, I mean, in a sense they can, but what they often do with these types of rules is they say, fine, you can do whatever you want, but we're not going to let you have federal funding for certain things if you don't do it That's the true. Way we like you to do it.
That's very true.
You know, they've done that with many, many types of laws. In fact, they just did it with the coronavirus relief bill. You would think states should be able to go and set their own tax rates, but part of the coronavirus relief bill, this $1.9 trillion, which, you know, 90% of it didn't have anything to do with the coronavirus, they say you're not going to get this money, your share of the money, if you cut any of your taxes. So, you know, there's a lot of states that were planning on cutting income taxes or other types of taxes, and now they're having to rethink their positions because they're going to lose a lot of the money that the federal government would be giving out.
Yeah, it is amazing. It's the same problem we had here in California when the school boards were talking about kind of stepping around, circumventing, trying to find ways to get the schools back open. And the governor actually issued a letter and said point blank was if you sidestep any of the policies that he put in place in opening the schools again, you would lose your funding. Not some of it, not a portion of it. You would lose your funding, period. And he was very bold right. and outspoken about it. So, you know, you're right. There are ways they can hold that carrot in front of you to keep you, you know, away from doing it. Well, let me ask you a question. Where do we go from here? I mean, seriously, it can't be over.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you need a politician on or somebody like that to talk about it. I can just tell you kind of, you know, this. I looked at some vote fraud issues generally during the 2020 election. And I can talk about those, but outside of Montana. But, you know, I mainly am just trying to document these things. I can tell you what the rest of the world is like. The Crime Prevention Research Center did a report on that last year. They looked at the voting rules in other countries. You look at Europe, you're talking about something like 74% of countries ban absentee ballots completely for people living in the country. Another 6% allow it for people who are in the military or the hospitals and can have, at the time of the vote, and can have third-party verification, either from the military or the hospital, to prove that they will be there. They just don't take the person's word that they're going to be out of commission during that time. And then you have another, I guess, about 14% that allow absentee ballots but require that you have to have a government-issued photo ID in order to physically go and pick up the ballot yourself in order to vote. And so all those rules for 94% of European countries are much stricter than what we have here in the United States. And it's even stricter generally in the rest of the world. So in a lot of those countries used to, I mean, we're not even talking about mail-in ballots. We're talking about absentee ballots. Mail-in ballots is they just send a ballot to everybody in the mail. Absentee ballots, you have to go and request it. I mean, there are other problems. A lot of these countries used to have absentee ballots. France, for example, had absentee ballots up until 1975. when they discovered literally hundreds of thousands of dead people had voted. You had a situation in England in 2006, for example, in the city of Birmingham. They discovered 40,000 fraudulent absentee ballots. They didn't completely ban it afterwards, but they made it much more restrictive for people to get absentee ballots, having IDs and stuff. And, you know, and you see changes in other countries. If you look with regard to the coronavirus, only Poland was the only country that changed its rules, and even then just temporarily for the 2020 election, presidential election that they had. Russia changed it for two cities in the country. But, you know, none of the other countries, even though they had elections this past year and they had the coronavirus, adopted the type of mail-in ballot rules that we saw in many parts of the country here.
You know, John, you said that you looked at some of these. As you look at Pennsylvania and Georgia and what have you, and you look at what happened in Pennsylvania, my God, I mean, it was almost in your face as to what was being done there with the ballots, was it not?
Well, I mean, the big problem that you had generally was that observers weren't allowed to observe. You had in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia County, observers had to be 20, 25 feet, in some cases 100 feet away from the opening of the envelopes and counting of the ballots. When people would try to have binoculars to try to watch, the binoculars were taken away or the people were removed from the rooms. In Allegheny County, which is Pittsburgh, you had the problem where they had to stay in a separate room and watch by a closed-circuit camera. But the camera itself was ways away from the ballot counting, and according to the observers, it was pretty useless for them to figure out what was going on. You know, and you had similar types of issues in Wayne County in Michigan and, you know, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and other counties.
Yeah, I want to hit on some more of this on the other side of the break. We've got to go for a quick one. Joe Basile, your host, listen to Real Side. John Lott joins me. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. John, do you...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealShow, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. That's what I want you to be, is part of the solution. Well, we lost Ms. Lot. You know, God bless technology, but it's all right. So be it. I always appreciate the time that I have with him anyhow. I know he's like crazy busy. And the I've been with him in a couple of events. I've been with him a couple of places. And he's an interesting guy, brilliant in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? He's got all this information locked up in his head. When I try to get this stuff out of him, it just starts to spew out. And especially when it comes to the you know, the gun world, again, back to the fact that I've had him on several times talking about the gun issues, the gun numbers. I kind of joke with him, you know, more guns, less crime. How does that work? And he'll start spewing the numbers from state capitals, everywhere on what that's all about. So go check him out at the Crime Research. God, I just had this written down. Don't you love when that happens? Go check them out over the Crime Prevention Research Center. I've got to slow down. Crime Prevention Research Center. Check out his book, Gun Control Myths, and look at the real numbers. So when your friends want to talk to you about it, there's real numbers you can go through. There's real numbers you can talk about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just got so much I want to get through myself. Anyhow, you know, again, back to, a lot of you have written me to say, you know, are we done? Are we done as a country? What are we going to do now? I mean, these people are taking, no, they're not taking everything away from us. We let them have it, but they're not taking everything away from us. By the way, just heard recently, maybe some of you already knew this, G. Gordon Liddy died. Apparently he was the mastermind behind Watergate. I always loved, too, that, you know, how they make Watergate sound like it was so bad. It was the worst thing ever. And we have forgotten everything else. Joey B's son, Bruce Hunter, remember him? What's going on with him? Look at what he did with the recent story that broke about the FBI getting involved in his then-girlfriend or whatever, his dead brother's wife. Must have been having an affair. He must have teed her off or something. I mean, come on, think it through. Here he is, a gun. I think it was in D.C., I'm not sure. One of you can enlighten me. A gun that was simply thrown into the trash. His gun. Can you imagine anybody else did that? 855, really. Hey, did you, any of you hear the story about Matt Gaetz, currently under DOJ investigation? It's related to a possible relationship with a 17-year-old girl. And, you know, and it might be that Gaetz might have inadvertently violated federal sex trafficking laws. How that works, I don't know. Right? So an anonymous source, which is always good to think about, to the New York Times, so that's even worse, says that Gaetz is under investigation by the Department of Justice over whether he had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl and paid her to travel with him. Now, listen to the title. I mean, listen to the comment in there about he's under investigation for sex trafficking. I'm not saying she was his girlfriend. Don't get me wrong. But let's just say she was his girlfriend. 17 years old. She went and traveled, and he took her somewhere for whatever the reason was. And now they're looking to grab him for sex trafficking laws. I mean, are they for real with everything going on around them? With the things going on with Joey B and His Highness, Billy Bob Clinton. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that really has some sexual assault things going on that nobody did anything about? After the Times report came out that Gaetz, 38, wrote on Twitter that the investigation was a farce and he was the victim of organized criminal extortion, which, you know, based on what we've seen, is nothing new, right? Over the past several weeks, he said, my family and I have been victims of an organized criminal extortion involved with the former DOJ official seeking $25 million while threatening to smear my name. We have been cooperating with the federal authorities in this matter. Gaetz said that he said the former DOJ employee David McGee is the man attempting to extort him. See, this is the way to do it. Right? You have to. There's no way around this. You have to expose them around every corner. You have to. Matt went on to say, my father has been wearing a wire at the FBI's direction to catch these criminals. The planted link to the FBI tonight was intended to thwart that investigation. No part of the allegations against me are true, and the people pushing these lies are targets. Right? I mean, I demanded DOJ immediately release the tapes, he said, made at their direction, which implicate their former colleague in the crimes against me based on false allegations. I told you a while back, quite some time ago, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, this is scary. right? This is very scary. Because the FBI, one of the most respected, or was the most respected and powerful law enforcement agency on the planet, is nothing more than a corrupt organization now. It's just amazing. Think about how scary that is. In an interview with Axios, Gates said that, I believe that there are people at the Department of Justice who are trying to criminalize my sexual conduct. You know, when I was a single guy. Now, Gates told Axios he was unclear of the specific allegations. He'd been told very little. He showed Axios screenshots of text messages, emails, in the alleged extortion scheme, which he said was being run by a former DOJ employee. Gates said his lawyers were told by the DOJ that I was not a target, but a subject of an investigation regarding sexual conduct with a woman. Now, here's the funny thing about it. How many charges really are brought against men or vice versa, having sex with 17-year-old girls or boys, for that matter? How often do you see that happen? Right, wrong, or different? My point here is, do they pick and choose who they're going to prosecute and who they're not? And when and how? Ask what the charges might relate to. Gates said, I've definitely in my single days provided for women I've dated. You know, I pay for flights, for hotel rooms. I've been generous as a partner. I think someone is trying to make that look like it's criminal. I mean, what does that mean? If you have a, you know, I knew guys in high school that were making some pretty decent money. You know, and I don't know what it was about the back in the 70s. I don't know what it was about the girls that were 16, 17, and 18. Always wanted to go out with a 25 and 28-year-old guy, maybe because they could buy booze and we couldn't. Remember, I go so far back as when you had to be 21 to buy booze. Yes, I know, it was 100 years ago, right? Axios also is reporting Tuesday that Gates was eyeing an early exit from Congress to join Newsmax. Three sources told the Times that the investigation into Gates is part of a broader probe into Gates' ally, former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg, who's facing a slew of charges, including sex trafficking of women. You know, it's really funny how, where were they all this time? Where was the FBI on all the sex trafficking we heard about, before Trump? And then Trump gets in there and starts turning the dirt on these people. Remember when he gave the speech out, I guess it was in the driveway of the White House? Right, when we started to see stuff coming out from Nickelodeon and other places, and he said, hey, this is just the tip of the iceberg. So he knew there was so much more than that. And it was coming. And he saw it coming. And if he got in a second time, he should be in there, whatever. If he got in there a second time, though, think about it. These guys would be running to other countries right now. There'd be no way they could stay here. It just wouldn't work out. And that's what they were afraid of. That's why they worked so hard. That's why they cheated in your faces. They knew what was coming. Hillary knew what was coming when she said, if he gets elected, we're all going to hang. She knew it. She knew what he had on them. He'd probably been offered things. He ran in that circle forever. And maybe that's why. Maybe our electorate is so ignorant, or a big portion of it is so ignorant, so corrupt themselves, that they're okay with corrupt politicians. 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. You know, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Look, next hour, write this down. 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. Your topics, your issues. I'm willing to talk about any of them. A lot coming up, though, so don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.